You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello everyone and good morning and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. It's always so exciting to be with you each week. What would it take to make you happy? A fulfilling career, a big bank account, or the perfect mate? What if you could experience happiness from the inside out no matter what was going on in your life? Well, today we're going to tell you all of that and give you those answers. My guest is Marcy Shymoff. She is a transformational expert and author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. She is also the number one New York Times bestselling author and co-author of 6 of the top-selling titles in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. She's a featured teacher in the international book and movie The Secret and president and co-founder of The Esteem Group. And Marcy has inspired millions of people from around the world with her inspirational talks. Welcome, Marcy.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I'm delighted to be with you.
Oh, well, good. And folks, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be happier or if you're having an obstacle in your life, this is the show to call in. Call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT. Marcy, you really believe that you can be happy for no reason, no matter what drama is going on around you?
Well, Patricia, I actually have interviewed well over 100 people who are proof that that is true. They don't necessarily have all of the right circumstances in life to be happy, but they have what I call lasting happiness, unconditional happiness, or what I refer to as happy for no reason. So I know that it is certainly possible.
All right, what about people who are going through a divorce? God forbid a child or a spouse or a loved one or a parent has died.
Right.
All of a sudden they've gone bankrupt or they've lost their money or they've lost their job. I mean, these are tough situations. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up, Patricia, because when I talk about being happy for no reason, I don't mean walking around with a silly grin on your face 24/7. It's not some Pollyanna state where you are in a denial of what's going on in life. What I mean by happy for no reason is an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on our circumstances. So that doesn't mean that you don't feel grief, of course, when a loved one dies, or it doesn't mean that you don't feel anger or frustration. But what it does mean is that you bring that inner state of peace and well-being with you in the midst of everything. So it's a backdrop. And in that way, people who are happy for no reason aren't looking to extract happiness from their life experiences, but they're looking to bring that happiness or that inner state of peace and well-being to their life experiences.
You have an interesting quiz, actually, in your book. It's called the Happy for No Reason Questionnaire, and there's 20 questions. And I'm just going to read the comments so people get an idea of what this is.
Great.
And then what they do is they rate each statement on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not at all true and 5 being absolutely true. And then they add them up. So I'll just read them. I often feel happy and satisfied for no particular reason. I live in the moment. I feel alive, vital, and energetic. I experience a deep sense of inner peace and well-being. Life is a great adventure for me. I don't let bad situations keep me down. I'm enthusiastic about the things I do. Most days I have an experience of laughter or joy. I trust that this is a friendly universe. I look for the gift or the lesson in everything that happens. I'm able to let go and forgive. I feel love for myself. I look for the good in every person. I change the things I can and accept the things I can't change. I surround myself with people who support me. Plain. My negative thoughts don't overshadow me. I often feel a general sense of gratitude. I feel connected to something bigger than myself, and I feel inspired by a sense of purpose in my life. So, Marcy, those are the indicators.
Those are the indicators. Those are the symptoms of being happy for no reason. And Right. It's remarkable. I have to tell you, since the book came out in January, Patricia, I've had so many people come to me and say, you know, this explains a lot. I am actually happy for no reason. And people around me haven't been able to understand. And now I can really explain to them why I'm okay, even in the midst of difficult situations. As a matter of fact, my co-author with me on the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Jennifer Hawthorne, her mother just passed away 3 days ago, very unexpectedly, during a surgery at age 82. It was supposed to be a standard surgery, and some things went wrong. And Jennifer, of course, is experiencing the grief and sadness, but she has this inner trust that everything is okay, that her mom is okay, that there are no mistakes in the universe, and that even as she's going through her experience of grief, she's also going through just a deep feeling of love and gratitude for her mother, and so it's all there simultaneously. And that is, to me, an indication of being happy for no reason.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me about this is I've also met people. I have a friend who lost a daughter a year ago to suicide. Mm-hmm. He's had a son in a major car accident. He's had really tough, I mean, he's lost money in his business. And he is really a happy man. He smiles. He believes in life. I mean, he mourns over the death of his daughter, but he goes on, and he really is happy internally. And I think that's a gift. Or do you think it's a gift, Marcy? Or do you think it's something learned?
Well,
or both?
This is what's so exciting to me is that science is actually cracking the code on happiness, and that is for the first time in human history, we're actually able to see what is it that causes happiness. And one thing that they found that is really fascinating, I think everybody should know this, is that we each have a happiness set point or set range. And what that means, many people are familiar with the idea of a weight set point. You know, you tend to hover around the same weight. You might gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds, but you hover around the same weight unless you do something consciously to change your metabolism. Well, it's the same thing with happiness. We hover around the same happiness range no matter what happens to us, whether good or bad, unless we do something consciously to change that happiness set point. And the happiness set point, a couple cases in point about that is that even people who've won the lottery, which, you know, so many people think, oh, I win the lottery, my God, that's it, that's the ticket to happiness. Within a year, it's been found that those people are back to their original happiness set point. And shockingly, the same is true of people who have become paraplegic. Within a year, they too have returned to their original happiness set point.
All right, I want to talk about set point, but also, callers, if you would like to change your set point about happiness, if you'd like to be happier in some particular area of your life, please give us a call. We have the expert. My guest is Marcy Shymoff. She's the author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out, which is becoming a New York Times bestseller. And so have her other books, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, and she's been featured in The Secret. So please do give us a call at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Okay, Marcy. Now, what if someone's listening to this and they're saying, you know, I'd like to change my set point, but I worry a lot, and those thoughts keep ruminating in my mind, and I can't get them out of my mind, and it's dragging me down. What advice do you give to them, Marcy?
Great. Well, first of all, it's important to understand where this set point comes from. And the set point is 50% genetic. You're born with it. It's only 10% our circumstances. And it's the other 40% is based on our habits of thoughts and behavior, including your habits, the habits of your mind, what you just mentioned. That's what we can really change to change our happiness. And I will go a step further and say that while most of the scientists say that we can't change our DNA, there are a set of progressive scientists, among them Bruce Lipton, who wrote a book called The Biology of Belief, who say that when we do change our thoughts, we are also changing our DNA, that it isn't fixed. So even that 50% of our set point that's genetic, that most scientists think is fixed, I believe that also can be changed. So to address your question of what do we do when we have these habitual negative thoughts, and by the way, we're not alone. You know, for the average person, 80% of our thoughts in a given day are negative, and we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, so that's a lot of negative thoughts. And there are certain tools out there that are very, very effective at helping us, I would say, dissolve, release, let go of, or change those patterns that we
have.
Give
us an example
thinking.
Of one.
Okay, one of them I would call, one of them is called The Work of Byron Katie. And, Patricia, I know you're probably very familiar with Byron Katie.
I am.
Well, Byron Katie, just for those of you who aren't familiar with her, she is, she was a housewife, a mom of three, and incredibly depressed. This was back in the 80s. She had such low self-esteem that she didn't feel that she deserved to sleep on a bed, and she would sleep on the floor. And she says there are many, many days where she would just wake up and not get out of bed or off of the floor and not brush her teeth. She'd go for a couple of weeks just so depressed and feeling so worthless. One morning, she noticed I believe it was a cockroach, crawling over her foot. And suddenly she had this awakening where she realized it wasn't what was going on that was causing her suffering, but it was her mind, her thoughts, her beliefs that were causing her suffering. And that if she questioned those thoughts, she could actually unravel her way out of suffering. And she developed this very simple system. I interviewed, she goes by Katie, but her name is Byron Katie. I interviewed Katie as one of my Happy 100 for the book. And she's just an amazing woman who lives in this really, really pretty deeply established state of peace and well-being, I would say. And she has four simple questions that you can ask yourself. And I've got the questions in the book. I'll read them off to you now. They may sound silly and, oh, how could you possibly get out of your thinking from just this? But there are tens of thousands of people who are practicing the work of Byron Katie and finding great success. So okay. I'll just give you an example. What you do is you come up with a belief or a judgment that is robbing you of your happiness. Very often the beliefs have to do with shoulds. So perhaps it's John, my husband, should treat me better. So that you write down that belief, and then you ask yourself these questions. Number one, is it true? Number two, can you absolutely know that it's true? In other words, can you really know that it's the best thing in the long run for your growth or for the other person's growth that John shouldn't be judging, should be treating you better? Can you absolutely know that? And really, for most people, the answer is no, you can't absolutely know that. And then the third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? So I could say, for example, when I think that somebody should be treating me better, I react by being resentful or angry or holding a grudge. And then the fourth question is, who would you be without that thought? How would you live differently if you didn't have that thought?
All right, now I've got a tough question around this. We've got 2 minutes to break. But this, I think this is a little different. Let's look at an addictive behavior, okay? Let's say that you had a compulsion for gambling,
yeah.
Or you had a compulsion for sex,
yeah.
Or you had a compulsion for the bad relationship or spending. And so here's the question, and you're saying, well, you know, should I have the affair with that man, or should I go gambling at that casino when you know you have a tendency? Or should I, you know, go out with the abusive man again? Well, how do I know it's true? Well, maybe it'll be different. So how do you deal with those sort of addictive things when you ask the question? You want to be able to do it even though you know it's not good for you.
Right. Well, first of all, you know, as far as addictions go, and I think they're biochemical in many cases, there are so many other things to do in addition to this. So, for example, support groups. I am all for 12-step programs. I think they're incredibly, incredibly effective, and mm-hmm. I have a chapter in the book about finding support around you, and I think that that is really key in addictive situations. And along with that, you know, sometimes you need biochemical help as well in terms of diet or if it's a physiological addiction, smoking, that kind of thing. But I've also seen it being very effective that you would take your thought, I need to gamble in order to feel happy. Because that would really be the belief, and you
yes,
would
go right.
with that belief. You would use those four steps. You know, is it
exactly? All right, I need to feel right, or I need to have this relationship to feel happy or feel self-esteem or get high.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. That's the limiting belief that's causing you the suffering or the grief, and you can go through these the work and see if what it does is, and I can't explain why, but it does help release those limiting beliefs.
Right, that bind you. All right, we're going to take a break. Fascinating. My guest this morning is Marcy Shimoff. She is the author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. She is also the number one New York Times bestselling author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and a featured teacher in The Secret. When we come back, folks, we'd love to hear from you with your questions about being happy. Maybe there's an area in your life that you'd like to be happier in. We have the expert on the program today. And also you can log on to happyfornoreason.com. All right, so you can call us after the break at 888-GO-FOR-IT. You're listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.